Taylor, your first invite of the spring, big invite, Hillside. You know, it's going to be a good course, challenging teams. You finished third overall. Sure, you'd like the scores to drop a little bit more, but for your first invite, were you got some strokes in? You feel like not too bad for the first invite?
You know, wasn't too bad at all for the first invite. It was a beautiful morning, so couldn't have asked for a better day of golf. It wasn't terribly hot, which it normally is there, so we had a good time.
Yeah, the weather really panned out for you, and it really has this entire week. Good practice out of Heritage Hills getting for this one. You wouldn't mind if Mother Nature would kind of keep this around for the whole fall season, would you?
Oh, absolutely. No, this is my favorite kind of weather, and I would be more than happy to choose this over our 100-degree heat we started out with in.
As far as individually, Haley Smalley and Capri Loop were your top two. Paige Broomfield not too far behind. Those three, not bad. Couple of medalists in there as well.
Yes, we did. So Haley and Capri, they tied for eighth place with the card count back. It ended up going to Haley Smalley. So they both brought home a little bit of hardware for us yesterday with eighth and ninth places. And then Paige was just outside of getting a medal with a 98. She was just a couple strokes behind, but watching those final numbers come in, we were all kind of holding our breaths, hoping that maybe she would get bumped down. So,
and then Kenzie and Allie, I should say, were your fourth and fifth, and scores may be a little high, but those especially Allie's still young at playing golf, isn't she?
Yes. Allie and Kenzie, they still both haven't had a ton of tournament experience, while Allie has never played a course other than McCook. And so this was great learning experience. Unfortunately, Halea Beavers wasn't able to join us yesterday. She was kind of under the weather, but and we really would have loved to have her score there too if possible. But this was great experience for both Kenzie and Allie.
You're probably going to see Scottsbluff and Sydney at a few more meets, and it sounds like those two teams aren't bad at all this year, are they?
No, they were hitting the ball well. All of the girls that were in groups with our girls, they were very pleasant girls, and they hit the ball good. They didn't have any big bombers by any means, but they were just consistent and kind of kept it in the fairway and didn't see much trouble, which obviously, you know, that helps the score tremendously.
Kaylee, we've got a couple of days to work on some things at Heritage Hills to get ready for your own invite. You're looking forward to that at Heritage Hills on Friday.
Yes. Yesterday was a great learning experience for us, and we were able to kind of take out a couple of things we talked about on the ride home about what we could work on this week to improve for our tournament. And I don't think Sydney or Scottsbluff will be making the trip down for our tournament Friday, so we aren't too sad about that. We're gonna see how we can fare this week.
Trying to think, it's the other team. Still a pretty good field of teams, despite those two teams not being in it. It's still some good teams that will be here.
Yes, having great teams coming from down east. I always remember Minden having a strong team. We'll see probably Holdridge, Ogallala. We'll see them again, and they weren't too far behind us on the course yesterday. So we'll have to stand strong and hope that we can have our home course advantage.